From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is stepping up pressure on the U.S. Senate to keep in place surveillance powers the National Security Agency uses to fight terrorism. Mr. Obama called on the Senate to avoid a situation where the government could not track or prevent possible terrorist attacks. He said that legislation called the USA Freedom Act, passed by the House, has broad support and that the Senate should pass it.
So we now have Democrats and Republicans in both the House and the Senate who think this is the right way to go. We've got our law enforcement and national security teams and civil liberties proponents and advocates who say this is the right way to go.
The compromise legislation would end bulk collection of Americans' phone records, but let the NSA search the records held by phone companies on a case-by-case basis. The NSA has been collecting Americans' phones records under a section of the Patriot Act that grants the U.S. government broad powers to thwart terrorist plots. A federal appeals court recently ruled the bulk phone collections program is illegal. The Patriot Act is set to expire on midnight Sunday. FIFA President Sepp Blatter has been re-elected to another four-year term just days after football's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. Blatter was seven votes short of the required 140 majority in the first round of voting Friday. However, his opponent, Prince Ali bin al-Hussein of Jordan, withdrew before a second round could take place. The FIFA leadership vote came after a U.S. indictment led to the arrest of seven top football officials in Zurich. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a blacklist, designating the communist nation as a state sponsor of terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry formally removed Cuba from the list Friday. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke says the move is only the first step in a long process before relations are normalized.
The review of Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terror was instructed by the president, and we have had a separate process of discussions with the Cuban government about reestablishing diplomatic relations and reopening embassies.
Shortly after meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro in April, President Barack Obama announced his intention to remove Cuba from the list as the two countries head toward opening diplomatic missions in Washington and Havana. An Islamic State suicide bomber blew himself up outside a Shiite mosque in Saudi Arabia's eastern province Friday. As Edward Uranian reports, at least three people were killed in the attack.
Amateur video showed worshippers shouting and screaming after the sound of the blast outside the Anoud Mosque in the eastern province city of Damam. Other video showed fire engulfing at least half a dozen vehicles in a car park outside the building as a thick cloud of black smoke filled the air. Arab media reported that the suicide bomber was disguised as a woman dressed in a black abaya and face veil. It was not immediately clear if the bomber was wearing a belt packed with explosives or if his vehicle was booby-trapped. Saudi Arabia's top religious official, Grand Mufti Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Sheikh, insisted that the blast was a crime and that those who were behind it would be punished. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say gunmen shot dead at least 20 bus passengers late Friday. The incident happened in Baluchistan province. A group of heavily armed men wearing security forces uniforms intercepted two buses in the remote Mastung district and seized 35 passengers. The buses were traveling to the southern port city of Karachi from the provincial capital of Quetta. Provincial Interior Minister Safaraz Bukti told reporters that security forces have rescued five of the abductees and have surrounded the mountainous area to hunt down the kidnappers. The U.S. economy shrank in the first 3 months of 2015 as unusually foul winter weather hurt economic activity. The U.S. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product declined at an annual rate of 0.7% during the first quarter. The news sent stocks lower on Wall Street. European stocks were down as well. Asian trading was mixed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.